Getting to Mars across the asteroid belt may seem hazardous in science fiction movies, but in reality, the region is so vast that the distance between asteroids is about twice the distance between the Earth and the Moon, so this makes a collision unlikely. The red planet itself is extensively cratered. Its craters number in the hundreds of thousands. Essentially, all of these were formed during the early stages of the solar system by falling asteroids and comets. The largest definite impact crater is Utopia Planitia. It's a basin some 2,000 miles across. This is so vast that if it were located in the center of the United States, it would stretch from Mexico to Canada. Two other basins, Hellas and Argyre, are slightly smaller but still over 1,000 miles across. All are evidence of Mars's violent past. The asteroids that formed these basins may well have been dozens of miles across. Being on the innermost edge of the asteroid belt, Mars endures encounters with asteroids more frequently than the Earth does. Two of them have remained with it, for they are now its moons, Phobos and Deimos, captured by the planet's gravity. As a comet arrives at the orbit of Mars, the shape of the coma changes. At this distance from the Sun, the solar wind becomes strong enough to blow the gas and dust away from the coma, changing its shape from a large bubble into a tail. Large comets can display tails that extend to an astronomical unit, the distance between the Earth and the Sun, or more, making them the largest visible structures in the solar system.